Great to have you here tonight. It's 522, and after months and months of asking, we do have an answer tonight. Yes, the nation will go over the fiscal cliff at midnight. Congress won't meet the New Year's deadline on voting, to avoid it. However, that's maybe not as ominous as it sounds at first glance. We take you live now to Marty Cady. He's congressional editor for Politico. Marty, what happened tonight? Why are we going over the cliff?
We're going over the cliff because Congress can't do anything on time, despite knowing this deadline was coming for months, if not a full year. But really, it's as of this point, we're technically going over the cliff. But we expect votes in both chambers on the emerging deal somewhere around maybe tomorrow. They could go into January 2nd. So if they do it by then, the net effect is not dramatic. They can redo the tax tables pretty quickly before any of us have lower paychecks. But there seems to be an emerging deal, but there's a couple of holdups.
All right, well, let's go into that a little bit. What is the framework of the deal as far as we know, and then what are the holdups?
The framework of the deal is that there will be tax increases on folks making $400,000 for individuals or $450,000 for a household. That means Obama went up on that from the $250,000. But it's still a tax increase. And remember, Republicans haven't swallowed a tax increase in 20 years. They've also agreed to let the payroll tax cut expire, and they've other made other fixes on things that people might be familiar with, like the alternative minimum tax. They have a deal on capital gains, having them go up to 20%, up from 15%. So it's a pretty widespread deal, but here's where the holdup is. Something called the sequester that Washington people have probably heard a little bit about. It's automatic cuts to defense and domestic spending. The Republicans want that to be turned off. Obama does not want that to be part of the deal. He wants to delay the negotiations on that.
So could that blow the deal?
As of right now, we don't think that anyone's going to blow up the deal over that. But we aren't certain. You know, it's what we've got 6 hours or so to go before midnight. We're not going to get the votes in Congress before midnight, but there's always some little thing in these big deals at the end that needs to be resolved. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And as you say, that takes care of the tax side, not the spending mm-hmm. side.
Right.
Could we be looking at a big battle in the spring?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fiscal crisis concept is not going away anytime soon. We'll solve the tax issues, but there's no spending cuts in this deal. So they still are going to have to debate entitlement cuts, spending cuts. And, oh, this doesn't deal with the debt limit either. Republicans very much want to hold that debt limit out there when we hit it a couple months from now so that we could have another crisis. So, as usual, Washington governing by man-made crisis.
You know, I don't know if you're a gambling man, but would you go out on a limb and say we're going to have a deal, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, in time to stabilize everything for 2013?
Yeah, we're pretty confident that there will be a deal voted on by the time the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd. But it's only kind of a half deal. So if you're worried about your own paycheck, unless you make a good amount of money, $400,000, $450,000, your taxes should be fine. Your paycheck will go down about 2% because of that temporary payroll tax stimulus. That was never going to stay in. So your first paycheck of next year, if you're middle class, go down about 2%, but that was expected.
Right. That's not the big hit that we might have taken. And again, maybe I'm counting the chickens here before they're hatched, but that's not the big hit we might have taken had we gone over the cliff without any plan in place.
That's right.